Peace. So, you know, let's run through the track list before we get into this interview, man. Go ahead, Digital.
Okay, so the first track we have was called Oceans of Rage by Brother Ali. Then we had Looka Here by Redman and KRS-One. And we ended off with The Mosque from Dave East and Ransom.
Oof. Yo, I'm telling you, man, that's my man Dave East, man. He is just, he's an incredible artist, man. I gotta give the brother flowers, you know what I mean?
He's the new Jada, man.
Oh, my man said he's the new Jada.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
He's the new Jada, man.
Oh, my goodness. He said that he's the new Jada. Okay. Yeah. That's a big statement, man.
It's a huge statement, man. You never hear him slip, man. He doesn't slip, bro.
Yo,
he doesn't slip,
I'm
bro.
I'm telling you, man.
He got gears, too, you know?
He got gears, bro, and he be running them albums, man. He got a lot of projects out, man. The last one he did with A-Rap Music is heavy, bro, you know? Yeah. You know, everything's for sale. That's another joint with him and Ransom, man. It's most definitely fire, so. But yeah, man, we're going to get into this interview. So we're going to tap in right now. Peace, Uza. You with us?
Peace, I'm here.
Make some noise, people, for Uza. Brrr, poo, 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 poo. How you feeling, Queen?
Feeling great this evening.
Yeah. What's the weather like out there right now?
It's actually really good today. It's been the best I've seen it so far. This is like our first good day with the weather. It's not that cold.
No, that's peace. Y'all still dealing with the snow?
We are, but it's actually melting now. I'm very glad.
Yeah, what makes rain, hail, snow with earthquakes? You know what I mean? We just had an earthquake out here, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Most definitely. So, you know, you tapping in with us, you know what I mean? Supreme Freedom Allah, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams. We got my brother, Guilty Black, and the selector, Mr. DJ Digital. Y'all say peace, man. Say peace to the queen, man.
What's up, Uza?
Peace, Uza.
Thank you for being on the show with us tonight.
Yes, most definitely. So,
did you make it through that snowstorm last week?
I did. It covered my vehicle and everything. It was as tall as my knees. It was crazy. I shoveled for hours.
That's what I heard. I heard it was a multiple dig out.
It was. I had to dig myself out of my parking spot. It was crazy.
Oh, man. That's the thing, I guess, living over there in the East, man. You're dealing with some severe weather storms, man. Like, you know, but I guess you get used to it growing up there, right?
Surprisingly, no. I feel like everyone's shocked. Like, it happens every year, but it's always the thing where everyone's like, oh my God, did you see outside? Yeah, I don't think anyone's gonna get used to it.
No doubt.
Especially, like, us original people. I think that, like, our bloodline is, like, connected back to more tropical weather or just a more, like, hotter climate.
100%. We're equator people.
Word is by, man. We made for the equator, man. We made for the beaches, the water. You know what I mean? That fresh salt water. Well, you can't have really fresh and salt, but you know what I mean, though, right? It's like, no, that's peace. So let's get into this, man. You know what I mean? You know, tell the audience, you know, where you from, you know, how old are you? And let's start, like, you know, when did you start becoming an MC?
So everyone, my name is Uza from Toronto, Canada. My age is infinite. And
older than the sun, moon, and star, baby. Let's go, you know.
I'm older than the sun, moon, and the stars.
I started
music when professionally recording my early teens.
Okay.
And I've been on the journey ever since. Still here.
And so what was it about, because when I was going through your bio, you know, it said that, you know, you have that, like, very inspired by the golden era, you know what I'm saying? And so, like,
what is it
for you in that era that was so magnetic that made you want to start spinning? Like, what did you instantly go into rapping, or was you doing poetry? Like, what was it for you?
At that time for me, it started with R&B and then it transitioned to rap. Mm. I really liked the beautiful SWV, Escape, the Monica, the Brandy. Mm. Just the way that they harmonize and how their videos are so artistic but natural. You see a lot of their natural faces, their natural hair. Mm. It was just an era that we could never get that back, at least not to that degree. It was a very nostalgic time. And I remember watching that as a little girl and just feeling so inspired to recreate that in my own way. And I grew up watching a lot of BET and just seeing a lot of those. All those videos from Busta Rhymes to LL Cool J, the list goes on. I remember they had a lot of iconic music videos that inspired me to try to be creative in that unique way.
And when you watch those videos, right, like for me, I know for myself, you know, being a young, you know, original man growing up in the wilderness of North America, like, I know when I was watching those videos, I thought that a lot of those dudes and those ladies was living that life that they was presenting. Was that like, you know what I mean? Did you think that, or did you kind of pick up on like the fact that it was just, it's entertainment to a certain degree?
My young mind definitely thought that was their life. That's how they're living. This is who they are. When I got older now, like where I could build an understanding for myself, I realized that it's, you know, glitz and glamour. It's not the reality, but that just boils down to perception, how we perceive things and how the media, how influential it is to us, and how it can manipulate our minds, but at the same time give us this spark of like motivation. It's a very interesting twist.
Most definitely, right? When you're talking about understanding, you know, understanding one manifestation is to see things for what they truly are, not what they appear to be. And, you know, being able to, decipher, you know, what's real and what's not, right? And I think that, you know, in my humble opinion, that a lot of the babies, you know, in the streets right now is caught up with that glamour and glitz, right? And I don't get it twisted, because there's a lot of young brothers and sisters that are really out there, right? They really out there, and you know, for their minds, they think that there's not really a choice. And so when it comes down to, you know, the way that hip hop is, you know, elevated, or I mean, some would say elevated, some would say devolved, but do you think that the game is changing for the positive or changing for the negative?
Unfortunately, the game is changing for the negative. They see how people gravitate towards the dark energy and the destruction. And even on a psychological level, I think that, you know, the 10% plan is to destruct the minds of the, you know, the young original people. They want to continue to downgrade us and believe that we are the savages. Well, we know who the real savage is. However, I feel like they continue to push that image and that narrative that's all we are, and it sells and it's making them money. And people are buying it and buying into it as well. So there goes the 10%.
Yeah, most definitely the 85 is, you know, most definitely dumb, deaf, and blind. And, you know, that's to be expected, right? And it's like, you know, even for myself, right? Like, you know, being an 85 at one point in my life, where, you know, I was just going through life just, you know, unconsciously, you know what I mean? And not being able to really think for self, being led in the wrong direction, you know what I'm saying? So it's...
Yeah, I think we all been there.
Right? So for you, when it comes to, you know, sharing your wisdom, you know, through music, what are some of the things that are important to you to express to, you know, the listeners, the ones who are, you know, even right now listening, but also the ones that, you know, your audience and those that you haven't reached yet?
For me, I'm heavy on lyricism. And my experience with listening to music nowadays, it turns me off. Mm. It makes me just want to turn it all off. I don't feel the connection to it. Because I listen to lyrics.
Mm.
I want to hear the words. I want to hear your story. I want to know where this song is taking us. And usually it's going down a destructive path. So my goal with my music is for people to feel it. Because I know when people hear conscious music, they're like, we don't want to hear the cheesy lyrics. You're going to put us to bed. Mm. So I'm very selective and particular with the beats that I choose, and I make sure that my flow is attractive, and the lyrics is real lyrics that you can relate to, that you can learn something from. And I'm really talking to you if you really listen. Mm-hmm. But some people get caught up in the flow and the beat, and they don't know that I'm really teaching you something. And that's kind of where I throw in my own little spice.
Mm.
And my own little trick, but I'm really feeding that knowledge.
Mm. That's beautiful, because, you know, as a brother myself that has knowledge of self, you know, it's like I strive to do the same, you know. I know my brother Guilty Black does the same, you know. We strive to teach through the music, and because that is the essence of you know, hip hop, you know what I mean? It was to teach knowledge, wisdom, and understanding,
exactly.
Right? It was to elevate, you know. And it's like you said, right? It's like, how do we, you know, when I asked you, like, what was it that was magnetic about that era, you know, now the roles are reversed, and it's like, how do, you know, artists like ourselves who are, you know, conscious, how is it that we make it magnetic so that, you know, the youth, right? And even if they ain't the youth, like, how do people are able to, you know, be attracted to that? You know what I mean? Is you the piece with the magnetic or the piece without, right? And so where do you draw your inspiration from?
I draw my inspiration from, well, of course, 90s culture. And when I mean 90s culture, they were very, how do I put this? They were very strategic with how they conveyed their message. If that song was about taking a man home, showing him a good time, it wasn't in your face.
Mm.
It was, baby, come over, take your jacket off, relax your feet, let me pour you some wine.
Ooh, the good old days.
Yeah, you get what I mean.
The good old days.
Let me bust it open. I don't even know what I can't say on the radio, but it's in your face.
Yeah.
It's really in your face. I think that's really missing from the music nowadays is, let us imagine. Let me have an imagination.
Mm.
Don't just rip the Band-Aid off.
I love what you're saying here, you know? Like, I love a woman, you know, she's dressed up however, she's in her gown or whatever, right? I think that's more sexy, right? Because you got to see and wait for what's underneath, right? But if you see it all, man, really though, you know, Are you gonna give it the same respect? No, because you've seen it all, right?
Exactly.
You know, when she's like, she takes off the gown and say, "Oh, Mo, you working with all this here? Okay." You know? So I hear what you're saying, girl, the good old days, man.
But, and you know, to add on to that, right, it's like, you know, what my brother's saying, too, is like, you know, like within our culture is you know, covered 3/4, you know, and something about the elegance of like traditional original people's, you know, outfits, you know what I'm saying? And how important it is, I think, that, you know, as, you know, for female artists who are conscious, is like to make that sexy, you know what I mean? Because sexy doesn't have to be
raunchy,
you know what I mean? And there's a lot of porno rapping going on right now.
It's, you feel me?
Right? Like it's a bunch of pornographic rapping that's going on right now, and it's being sold to our children, right? And it's definitely you know, coming from the mind of a person who has no consideration for what that does psychologically, right? Man or woman, you know what I'm saying? So, no, that's most definitely peace, Uza. We're gonna run into one of your first joints, and you know, the listener, we ask that, you know, if you tapped in, call in, man. Give them the numbers.
778-782-2573.
Run that again.
778-782-2573.
Let's go, baby.
Call on in.
Uza.
Give me space, give me wiggle room. That's how you have to move from attitude to attitude. Mad at you, the mad respect and speak your truth. Some feel threatened by altitudes and high value, but you were natural. They can't stand that you was born this way, a Notre Dame. Never acts with fame, but they stare the same. Jealousy is an ugly trait, they throw shade. Keep killing them with style and grace. Just a little lip gloss, don't need much on your face. Just a little baby hairs, you don't need no lace. Hoop earrings, little chains, some beans on your waist. They gon' hate, simplicity is hard to duplicate. A little imperfection you confidently embrace. Just a hip hop head, got music taste. Pretty French tip nails sticking through the crease. You know you a vibe, can't be replaced. Baby, I'm natural. Body and my face, skin, hair is natural. Baby, I'm natural. My body and my face, skin, hair is natural. Baby, I'm natural. My body and my face, skin, hair is natural. Baby, I'm natural. Put your hands up if you know you natural.
Like the heel on the purplest boot, inking the evidence like give me the loot. Ready to live, pass the shiv and assemble the truth. Though I play, yeah, while we shimmy and noot. I recruit queens, soprano, one comes with the two. It's Nina, Brown, Simone on the ones and the twos. Meaning I'm New Jack City, wrestle solo recruit. Meaning I'm four women, 88 keys in the truth. Meaning I'm spook inside and pookie out of the booth. Meaning my tookies will ride and put the floor on the roof. Meaning I really wrote the rhymes, yeah, I doctored the suits. Meaning I rap side to mind, spit the DNA proof. It's baffling, and I'm African from the Avenue. Yo, while they panicking, I'm managing, equipping nation with the handwritten. Claim to be bosses, need to be applicants. Emily MC, redefining the acronym. Is anybody else here craving some real juice? Non-GMO, man, I need some real juice. I have no control, can I get some more? Energy is affirmation, reciting adages. Day social study, I science and put the math at this. Nappy head, chocolate skin, texture and package this. Still on single digits, level ain't Maximus. Don't be name dropping the Panthers. was given service in Harlem. You just geek over Wakanda. Be a better friend, parent, a partner. We heal the scars that you harbored and yoke the demons up by their collar. It's no filler in my chocolate powder. We quality over branding, from ideation to idol sampling. We never stretch or dilute the power. We stress commitment to freshness for day and night in the wee hours. It's chocolate water in common and childish. The strength level could devil's food. This diesel is in and sour. The sweet insurance don't cover the cowards. We antidote for the doubters, imparting gifts like the baby shower. Is anybody else here craving some real juice? Non-GMO, man, I need some real juice. I'm having a withdrawal. Can I get some more?
Brown is sort of my spiritual palette. Radical motive, militant movement, I've proven solid. Listen, candid, my voice is valid. In spite of every power that beat it, summons the silence and the quiet taste. Rarest in the crowded space with oversaturated lanes with laymen. Posing as creative like they made it, ego inflated due to virtual engagements. Focused on wages, demonic entertainment. Balance what I really think we craving. But bottom line, art is the expression of life. So where we are now is indicative of the times. Shifting the paradigm. It is what it is, never want to bicker and whine. Not the gatekeeper kind, only territorial about what's rightfully mine. Could coexist cause I know it is not a compromise. Just one coin with two different sides, yo.
Is anybody else here craving some realness?
time it is, baby. You tapped into One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz.
CJSF 90.1 SF.
Yeah, you know, I like that. My man came through with the schlur, you know what I mean? Came through with the schlur.
I try to pull it off.
He came with the schlur, man. You know what I mean, baby. Live, baby. We're on top of the mountain right now. SFU, man. Burnaby, baby. And we here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. live stream on the air, radio, you know what I'm saying? And look, download the CJSF app, and you can tap into the One Order Radio 6 o'clock Blitz at any time and go through our previous shows. We interviewed so many, you know, dope artists, you know what I mean? We had the Canadian heavyweight boxing champion of the world.
Yeah, from Canada anyway.
Canada, you know what I mean? I'm speaking into existence for my brother. You
exactly.
Know
real good brother. Real good brother,
man.
Right there.
Jay Byard. Jay Byard, man. Yeah, Jay Byard, man. You know what time it is. Yo, did you run? Yo, man, give us the selection of the tunes we just played.
The
man.
First track, we had Natural Raw by the one and only Uza.
Boom, boom, boom.
Then we had Cravings and Withdrawals by Emily MC.
Boom, boom, boom,
with
boom.
Rockwell and Bahamadia. And then the last track was Errol Eats Everything.
Really like that one, man. Really like that joint, man.
Oh, yeah, yes. Errol Eats Everything.
Really like that joint.
Oh, man. You know.
I like Uzi's joint, too, man. I like all of that. That set was fire, man. The set was fire, man.
Absolutely, man. All natural, man. And you talking about it, right? So let's build further on that. You know, I want to ask you, you know, definitely, how do you see today's mathematics, Earth?
I see today's mathematics with some equality. I see that as treating people how we want to be treated.
Mm.
Unity is how we build and create a space where we can learn from each other. Sharing knowledge and the correct information with others helps us to elevate and better ourselves. And that's through each one teach one. That's how I see today's math.
Yo, peace to that, most definitely, you know, and today's supreme mathematics is the wisdom of quality, you know, all being born to build, and I've seen how you express that, right, and you know, wisdom is the expression of knowledge, you know, wisdom is the expression of what you know, right, and as an MC, you know, I see you expressing, you know, what you know, and sharing that with, you know, not only just the 85, but, you know, people who do have the knowledge, right? And that is equality, because equality is to share, right? You know, equality is, you know, equal opportunity, you know what I'm saying? And with equal opportunity, a nation can build, right? You know, we can take something from knowledge to born, really, right? And so, that's how I see today's math, and for all y'all, you know what I mean, who's listening, that's our culture, right? We greet each other with peace, and we go through, you know, today's math and today's degrees, and see where we are, you know what I mean, and also check in on our people, you know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, how important do you feel it is for, you know, young black women to be in their natural state, you know, whether it's in the music or it's just being in life?
I think it's so important to be natural for many reasons, for health-wise, for appeal, for mental health, because we don't need to add on anything fake, anything that's not of us. Being in your natural state means you love yourself. Being in your natural state means you're not in any competition with anybody. You are you. You're your true, authentic self. Also, when we add too many artificial things, it can affect our body, whether it is chemicals from hair weave, chemicals from eyelash glue, chemicals in the makeup, chemicals in a relaxer, deconstructing our hair bonds through a flat iron. There's so many destructive things that can come with being unnatural. And also, when you're in a competition now, comparing yourself to others and not accepting who you are, that can lead to depression, unhappiness, and it can take a toll on some people. So being in a natural state is the best that you can possibly be for yourself. Because who can compete with you if you are in your own league? Being natural is a state of mind, and it's a state of being.
I definitely agree.